Hello and welcome to today's episode of Magic Matters. My name is Denny.
I'm Erica.
We are so glad that you are here. You have tuned into the right place if you're looking for a safe space to really dig deep into your theme park fandom. We are thankful, so thankful that you're here. Hey, listen, we want to give a shout out right off the top.
Yep, to Lightstrong Media, our producer. Thank you for editing these videos and making us look good. And bigger shout out, happy birthday. We are filming this on Lightstrong Media's birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lightstrong Media.
We hate to give you work on your birthday, but you can edit this on a different day.
Maybe. We might need you to, eat a cake slice and then
right,
get to this.
And then
open a present, but then,
yes,
you know, the work needs to be done.
No. And then along those lines, it's a busy week for birthdays. So happy birthday, Lightstrong Media. On Friday, it is Lightstrong Media's mom's birthday, so shout
Amazing.
Out to her. And then on Sunday, it's my mom's birthday, so happy birthday to Dulce.
Yay.
Got a lot of birthdays around here right now.
So many.
It's a lot.
I love that for all of you.
It's a lot. But they're all showing up this weekend, so it'll be a very fun weekend all together.
It'll be a party.
Celebrating the family, of course.
I also want to give another shout out. Can I do that real quick? To Zach, who, and his conversation that he had with you last week. That was fantastic. If you're at all interested in going to Tokyo Disneyland, or you just want to hear Zach's take on Disney fandom, please, by all means, make sure not to miss that episode. It was so, you guys did a great job.
Thank you. We had so much fun together. And I was like, okay, I explained to him, if anything you want edited out, you just do this. I taught him the song, the do
girl from Ipanema. That's the song that was
So I was like, if you need something cut out, do that. We didn't have to cut anything. We did great. We just like talked the whole time, and it was so genuine, so fun. He's just such a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really
and so like it's just always such a good conversation with him. I love that I've been able to make him a friend of mine. He's really, truly a great person. So, yeah, big shout out to him. And shout out to us. If you're not following us on Instagram, make sure you are.
What are you even doing?
Right, at Magic Matters Pod.
Please do.
And if you're not subscribed here, come on.
Why not?
Give it a like while you're there. The subscribe button is near the like button, so go ahead and do that.
And make sure to hit those notifications as well. You want to make sure that YouTube's notifications are on. All that jazz in your phone if you're watching on a phone, because then you get a heads up when a new episode comes out.
Yeah. You don't want to miss out on an episode. Now that all of that is out of the way,
yay,
we can talk about Disney moments.
All right. Let's talk about our, you go first, so, because I'm gonna ponder this for a second.
My Disney moment is essentially an infomercial for Festival of the Arts. The other day, we went to Epcot. We went during the evening, and I got to see the Broadway concert series, which I have not sat down and watched the actual concert since probably the first year that they were doing it.
Yeah.
So it was so nice to get to sit down. We were, like, in the third row. So here's pro tip. Get there early. We did the second show, and once everyone has shown up that had their, you know, their dining package credentials, once all of them showed up, they opened the little, like, rope and let people that were sitting in those second and third rows move into the front and second because there was still room available.
That's awesome.
So show up early and keep an eye out for that because you could get a front row spot if that showing doesn't have a sold-out dining package reserved area.
That's amazing.
But we got to see, it was the first time ever that they had two male singers together on stage.
What?
Yeah.
They
kept saying, like, first male duet, first this. It was Adam Jacobs and Josh Strickland. Adam Jacobs is the original Aladdin on Broadway.
Yeah, okay.
And then Josh Strickland is the original Tarzan on Broadway.
Insane that this is the first time.
Right.
But I'm glad that they got to do that. But
it was amazing.
Wild.
And I feel like this set was made for me. because they sang songs from Aida. I was in Aida, okay? Then they ended the show with singing Santa Fe. They did it as a duet, and it was the most beautiful version of Santa Fe I've ever heard from Newsies. And it was just gorgeous. And then, of course, Adam sang Pride of Your Boy from Aladdin, and then Josh sang two songs from Tarzan from the musical that's not part of the movie, but still written by Phil Collins. Phenomenal. It was just so good. And Lightstorming Media had never sat down and watched them before. And she was like, that was one of the coolest experiences. I'm glad we sat down and did it. Because they were just incredible. Mm. It was really funny. They sang Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And they were like out in the audience. And it was so cool. It was so interactive. Aww. So I like really recommend doing that because it made my whole week. I walked out of there and I was so starstruck. I couldn't believe that we saw them so close and that they sang so many Broadway songs that I love. Yeah. Like, when they were like, any Aida fans out there? I was screaming.
Lost your mind, I'm sure.
Up, and everyone else was like, what?
Come again?
Like, please. It was just so great. Oh, it was so great. Awesome. Again, if you are here during this festival, please, please, please watch that concert series. It is my favorite concert series that happens. It is why I love Festival of the Arts so much. Because there's nowhere else where you can see Broadway stars that close without having to pay so much money on top of things. If you're a pass holder local, it is so worth it. It's like getting to watch a free concert if you're not looking at that monthly payment out of your bank account. It's great.
Yeah.
I really recommend it.
Yeah. It is, if you've got a kiddo in your traveling party or anybody in your traveling party that is a theater nerd, like, that this is literally singing their language. So
good.
Perfect. Mine was something really that brought some delight that I did not see coming at all. So watching the Super Bowl on Sunday evening and there in the middle of all the commercials that everyone is tuning in to see is the live action Stitch promo. Which was the cutest thing. And when I tell you, I have had zero, probably less than zero, like negative amount of desire to see the live action Lilo and Stitch. Now I am intrigued because he sounds like Stitch and he looks like Stitch. And what they did was really cheeky. He was running all over the field and they're all trying to catch him. It was like he was a cat that gets onto the football field and everyone, you know, it's like a Keystone Cops episode. So that was really cool to see. So that was my fun little surprise and delight moment.
The way they're doing that reminds me, remember when the first time around they were doing promo for the animated version? And like Stitch was in the Beauty and the Beast ballroom hanging from the chandeliers.
Oh, do you remember that? Okay.
Like it's a core memory that sits in here.
Okay. Okay.
And the way that they're marketing it for this live action just reminds me of that. Just like wreaking havoc everywhere. Like it's amazing.
That's who he is. He's a scoundrel.
But he's so cute too.
That Stitch. He is. He's a lovable scoundrel.
Yes. Yes. At his core, he's very lovable.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one. Yeah, the Super Bowl was a wild time.
It really was.
I was rooting for the Eagles the whole time.
Yes,
but
me too.
That was a crazy game.
It really was. Mm-hmm. It really was. And loved halftime. Loved.
Such a good halftime show. Mm-hmm. The choreography unbelievable. Grabbed me. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is beautiful choreography. The way they were all moving was just amazing. And I have seen some discourse saying, oh, I think the choreography was too easy. The thing is that when you are doing professional dance, you might not always be given the hardest choreography. Choreography and dancing is about how you make other people feel watching you dance, right? It doesn't have to be that you're doing 5 different tricks and 7 turns. It's just about like how the movement makes people feel. And that was beautiful choreography.
Yeah. It had to be executed precisely.
Yes.
Like the movement was, all the movement was so crisp.
Especially when you're like moving on that much space of a field, right?
There were so many moving parts and pieces to that. So
cool. That's
welcome to halftime, Super Bowl halftime chat.
This is our football
segment.
Forgive us.
Yes. This was...
What we're really here to do today, though, is talk about the Festival of Flowers, mm-hmm. or as known to everyone else, Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival. And this year makes 30 years of Flower and
nuts.
Garden.
That is nuts.
It's crazy to think I'm only 2 years younger than.
Well, that's than right. Flower and Garden.
I was like, 30 years? Wow.
You haven't even gotten to your 30th anniversary yet.
No, but I was like, wow, 30 years is a long time. And I'm like,
it is.
Oh,
it absolutely
I'm
is.
I'm almost there.
You are. And we will celebrate you just as much as we celebrate the Festival
of
Flowers.
It looks like they're getting some fun merchandise from what I saw.
Yes.
Looks like there's going to be some really cool, like, Alice in Wonderland merchandise, some fun PhotoPass magic shots to celebrate Flower and Garden.
Andy sent me a picture of an orange bird zester, or is it an egg slicer?
Hold one place. Or the other.
I'm gonna look while we
continue. The merch looks good so far.
Yeah.
And like we always do when we talk about these festivals.
It's a vegetable and fruit slicer.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, how adorable.
Isn't he? Culinary cuties are perfect for meal prep.
That's
so
really cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Really sweet.
And as we do with each festival, we always talk about, like, everything you need to know going into mm-hmm. this festival. So, this festival starts on the 5th mm-hmm. of March
mm-hmm.
and goes through the 2nd of June. So, right next to my half birthday. My half birthday is June 1st.
Nice.
So, this, unlike the current festival, mm-hmm. has a nice chunk there. And again, celebrating 30 years. And the different things that you can do at this festival mm-hmm. are see the different gardens, mm-hmm. see the topiaries. Like, those are the main things to look at. You have to see them. They're beautiful.
For sure. And that'll be listed. All of these things that we'll kind of rattle off today, most of them will be, I mean, they'll be listed because mm-hmm. they don't want you to miss any of this. So pick up your festival passport.
Mm-hmm.
They'll show you where to see those gardens, like the little fairy gardens.
Yes.
Like all mm-hmm. of the little, there are big gardens and then there are teeny tiny gardens.
Yes.
And you really do want to stop and see it all.
Yeah. 100%. Because it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And reading the dates reminds me, I didn't request opening day. I requested the first Friday off.
Okay.
So the 7th.
Okay.
I was like, 3/5 does not match the calendar of what I requested. I was like, that's not correct.
Wait,
what did I request off?
Wait a second. Well, 3/7 works too, friend.
Because 3/5 is on a Wednesday. It's like the middle of the week.
It is.
And I'm like, guys, I'm so used to the first day being a Friday, so that's why I made the Friday reservation, Friday off.
They're throwing us off. They're throwing us off.
Wrong. After looking at all the beautiful topiaries and gardens, you can experience Garden Rocks, the mm-hmm. concert series. You're a big fan of that one.
Very much so.
Well, we say this every time, but if you want to see the concerts and you're someone you really like, do that dining
mm-hmm.
that dining package mm-hmm. so you can get that good seat or arrive early to the Garden Theater so that you can see the show. They've got some, I think I saw like 4 new acts coming mm-hmm. this year to Garden Rocks.
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of Christian bands actually that are coming that haven't been here before. And then a couple of additional bands. Like, it mm-hmm. sounds really interesting. There, to be honest though, there really wasn't anybody, excuse me, who I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to see them. It was very milquetoast.
Yes.
I don't know why, mm-hmm. but usually I feel like there are a couple that grab you and go, holy cowabunga, they're coming.
Normally
there was
like
none of
at
that.
Least 3 of those where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Which is wild when like,
odd.
When Universal down the street just had Joe Jonas.
Yes.
And it had T-Pain.
Yes.
Is having TLC. And so
I saw I saw that they're having TLC, which
coming
is
to their Mardi Gras.
Love that. Yeah, they've got some really big names this year over at Mardi Gras. So I don't understand.
Maybe Disney's letting them shine for a moment on that front.
Disney's
we'll
like, go
that.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Take the bands.
And then one of our favorite parts, the outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
And we all know I love the tres leches cake, and I believe that is in this festival.
Mm-hmm.
Denny does not like the tres leches cake.
I do not.
But if it comes back, we're going to try it again anyway this year to see if it's any different.
We have to try it.
We have to.
You know, there, I love some of the fun and fruity things that are offered at Flower and Garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to be able to kind of some of those, you know, there are things that I used to eat, like at the spring rolls in China. I used to have the spring rolls there every single year with that spicy orange sauce. They went away, which is really mm-hmm. sad, but there are perennial favorites that'll pop up that we go, oh yeah, we gotta have that.
Those again. Spring rolls, though, they came back for Festival of the Holidays.
But not the same dip. Not the same. And you can get those spring rolls at the Lotus House.
Okay.
So at their quick service. It's the dip. It's all about that dip.
Yeah.
And they don't give you that.
Yeah, I will say my favorite food palette style. Mm-hmm. Flavor palette is Flower and Garden.
Yeah.
I'm not... Food and Wine sometimes feels too heavy, especially when it's starting in August. For presentation-wise, Festival of the Arts, beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something so beautiful about the brightness of the food served at Flower and Garden.
No, I agree.
That I love. So don't miss out on those outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, don't miss out on some of the fan favorite things because they are fan favorites for a very good reason.
And I was looking, when I was doing research, I was looking on the Disney website and they're hinting that the foodie guide will come out late February. So I'm going to think that right as Festival of the Arts is ending on the 24th that week, we're going to get a foodie guide for sure. So just keep an eye out for that because it'll be a good foodie guide to look at.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to start checking off all the plant-based items. There's always so many for Flower and Garden, so I'm very excited for that.
I'm always a little sad that you don't get to eat. Like, it's sad.
I know. Especially, Festival of the Arts, because it's so short, I feel like they don't do a lot. So I feel like we shared a lot of things. At the same time, I was like, I think about four things.
Yeah, that's nuts.
We were at Flower and Garden last year for a whole 8-hour working day because we ate eight things.
We're going to have to plan it out. We're going to have to really plan it within an inch of its life this year.
And get coffee first this year.
And get coffee first.
And bring our umbrellas.
Was that the moment that we didn't? Yes. We got coffee at the end. We were a mess.
Yeah.
We were a mess.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was.
Never again will we do coffee last.
We learn from our mistakes.
And then the last two things are things that we know Denny loves to do. She loves a good scavenger hunt. So we have Spike's pollination exploration, which is a cute little bumblebee that you can go ahead and find through World Showcase. And then we have the Garden Graze, which is the food scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things are great to do. Obviously, with both of those things, you have to spend money, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do. It's an additional charge. So you have to decide, am I willing to commit to this extra charge? So am I willing to put down the $10 it takes to buy a map to do the whole Spike's pollination exploration? Or am I willing to fork over the money to buy those dishes to get those stamps on the back page of my festival passport? You have to decide if you're willing to do that. And if you are, it's a whole lot of fun because you get a prize at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the whole Spike's pollination thing, it's akin to Remy's Hide and Squeak during Food and Wine. So you can actually look at that cast member when you purchase that map and go, could I have my prize now? You don't have to, you're essentially buying that prize when you buy that map. So, you do you with that. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
they're fun. I like the food scavenger hunt the best.
Yes.
Especially if, there's something plant-based on the scavenger hunt that I like, because I know I'll get it 5 times. Like the black and white cookie.
Hello.
Easy.
Give me 5, please.
Just 5 right now. Stamp all of them. Thank you.
Done.
So, it's always so fun. And I think it just depends on who you're traveling with. Of what makes more sense for you guys. But I always vote food scavenger hunt. All the way.
Absolutely.
And those are all the things that are offered essentially at the festival. But I want to know what our must-dos are at this festival.
So for me, it's just budgeting in the extra time that it takes to stop and literally smell the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why people say Epcot never looks better.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Never more gorgeous. So please take the time to stop and look at the little miniature gardens, to look at the prehistoric garden, to look like at all of the topiaries, because, and just stop, snap a picture, appreciate them for a moment.
Yeah.
Because the horticulture team shines.
Oh yeah. They work so hard. And like, for me, the flower beds, the, mm-hmm. those big ones, mm-hmm. so beautiful every year. Like,
oh, the patchwork quilt.
Yeah.
Oh.
It really just, it's just so amazing. Gorgeous. It really, like, it speaks to me every Gorgeous. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about you?
Mine, one of mine is going to the butterfly landing garden mm-hmm. over by the Land Pavilion. It is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you might get lucky and see a butterfly emerge mm-hmm. from its, like, cocoon chrysalis. Like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, so back in South Florida there's a place called Butterfly World.
Oh.
And it's a huge enclosed butterfly garden like the one at Epcot, but huge.
Wow. Okay.
And you walk through these gardens and you see all the butterflies, and there's so many different types of butterflies, and at the end you can even purchase your own like little like cocoon oh. and take home to release the butterfly once it comes out. You know?
Oh, mm-hmm. that's the it's cutest really cute. Thing.
So I love the butterfly garden. Also, if you hear noise, you shouldn't. But my cat has clearly gotten into a cardboard box.
I thought it was Light Strong Media who was doing something.
That's the cat. That's Milo.
Destroying the house right now.
Yeah.
Tearing it down.
I left out a cardboard box, my fault, and now it's his whole personality. So if you hear that movement, it's literally him. I'm sorry.
It is the cat.
The butterfly garden, do it.
I love that. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. That butterfly garden is the coolest thing. You have to like butterflies, and you have to be okay with being around mm-hmm. butterflies. A lot of people I know are like, no, bugs, no, I don't want to be around them so much, but it is beautiful in there.
That's so cute.
That's, again, they do, it's edutainment, if yes. I can speak it. Because they have displays mm-hmm. in that house to explain the whole process.
Yeah, like, the whole life cycle of the butterfly.
Like,
yeah.
What? It's so cool. One for me is, if you have kids in your touring party, please stop and let them explore the themed play areas.
Ooh, yes.
The Imagineers are really good at crafting festival themed play spaces. And if you think about it, we don't get like open play spaces in Disney parks for little ones. And, you know, the little ones have to stand in line, and they have to be quiet, and they have to, you know, mm-hmm. you're seeing a lot of, you know, waist down of adults. And yeah, you're having fun once you get on that ride, but how long is that ride really? And it's hot and mom is cranky and all of that. No, these are opportunities for your kids to have free play mm-hmm. and to really explore some things that are tangible, hands-on things for them to learn and have fun and interact with there for the festival. So that's another piece of advice.
Yeah, no, and those playgrounds, they look like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
I would like to roll up into those playgrounds.
right.
Excuse me. Is it adult swim time now? We would like to hop in and play.
Right.
Yeah.
They do such a great job. Mm-hmm. My other one is to really stop and look at the different topiaries. Try to like find, because there are new ones coming this year. We have Moana coming. There's a Hey Hey one coming. I think they even said Maui. Phineas and Ferb are coming back. And the last new topiaries we got were when Tiana made her appearance mm-hmm. and the family Madrigal that made their appearance.
Yes. And Asha.
Yes.
Asha from Wish.
From Wish. Yeah. And so now we're getting some new ones. And I believe they're probably going to be outside of Journey of Water.
Right.
But just make sure, like, you take the time to look at them. You know, mm-hmm. they're beautiful. They do such a great job. They spend so much time making them, and they're very cute photo opportunities.
Yeah.
If you are a group that cares about the photo opportunity, look for the topiary in each country and throughout the whole park. Because they're not just in World Showcase. You have them out in front of Mission Space. You have Buzz, and they're everywhere.
I remember when we walked into the American Adventure Pavilion last year and turned and caught a glimpse of Tiana standing there, regal and majestic. The job that the team, the horticultural team, did on her topiary was stunning.
Stunning. It has been my favorite topiary ever since it's arrived. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
And I think it, like, I don't know, it livens up that area in such a different way because it's just so bright. Because the American Adventure Pavilion, it's a lot of brick.
Yeah.
It's a lot of brick and then white.
Yeah.
And this really, I think, brings such life to that pavilion.
Well, and it was neat to watch guests connect with it on a representational level. Like, representation matters. Yes. We know that here at Magic Matters. Not only does magic matter, but so does representation. And to kind of step back and just observe that happening around me was the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's like how when they had the family Madrigal at the front of the park, you got to witness a lot of that too. And it hit me being able to see my culture at the front of the park.
Yep, all of them there in their beautiful glory.
Right, and I was just like, wow, like, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And to see, like, the little kids be like, Mama, mira, mira, it's Isabella. Like, it's just so cute. I love it, and all of that matters so much. And that's why I'm excited to have, like, a Moana one, too. Like, it's just beautiful. So really take the time to see those details and to just watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand that there are guests who don't want to or can't spend a lot in the parks. In addition, you know, to what they've already paid to get into the park. I totally get that because Disney is fast pricing families and others, people, just and regular fans out of their parks with their price increases. That being said, I hope that you're able to get a treat or two while you're there because it is so much fun. Yeah, it's fun to do your favorites, right? Like, you're traveling from out of town, you want to get into Epcot, and you want to get your favorites. But I would suggest that you get that favorite, but then just, like, spend $7 on something that's festival-based as well. And just try something new. And then you get to say, I tried this at Festival of Flowers and I really enjoyed it. Or, oh my stars, that wasn't good at all. I regret spending that money. But either way, it's so much fun to try something that they've crafted specifically for that festival.
Yeah, I agree. My last thing was trying to get something to eat.
Oh, good.
Grab a festival snack, whether it's savory, sweet.
Yeah.
At least try to grab something. Because, like Denny said, it's handcrafted for this festival. Yeah. Like the avocado tart thing. Denny was hesitant about it. I was all in. But it's something specifically crafted for Festival of the Arts.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to get that all year, and it might become your new favorite thing, or you might hate it, but you get to say, oh, I had a little piece of this festival.
I tried something, and it's so good. It could be as simple as trying the violet lemonade, right?
Right,
because it is such a, I mean, it's been here for how long now? So many years that lemonade has been at this festival. And it's there's a reason why it comes back and it comes back and it comes back.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then our new segment now, we have a question from a listener. And this week's question is from J87_. And it is, what is something that is long gone from any park that you'd love to magically bring back?
This is easy. I read the question. So Erica does our cool cards, our note cards for the shows. And as soon as I looked at this, I had it. It's Horizons in Epcot. So, where Mission Space now sits, Horizons was before it. And it was magical and everything that you would want it to be. It was a chance to see possible futures. Mm-hmm. And it has the catchiest song that I, once I get it in my head, I can't get it out, but I adore it. So mm-hmm. I'm okay that it's in my head. Yeah. Horizons for you and for me. So I would say it's Horizons. It's also World of Motion. I remember being on that as a kid and I loved it. I loved it. That is pure and simple Disney magic. And I'm excited that Test Track is now going to have touches from what we've been told, hearkening back to the original
attraction.
That'll
be really cool.
What about you?
For me, when I read this, immediately my first thought was Citizens of Hollywood.
Amen and amen.
That, and then our friends on the trolley over at Magic Kingdom. Woo. Those are two things. If I could bring back that, I would be so happy. I feel like Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard have been stripped of a lot of its immersion in that way. Hmm. Because it's just the entrance to the park. Here's a couple of stores. Head on down this way. You'll make your way to Tower of Terror, mm-hmm. Rock and Roller Coaster. But those Citizens of Hollywood added something to that area that was just magical.
Yeah.
And their little comedy skits. And it was a big part of my childhood. And I wish that is something that could come back. I really loved that so much.
Yeah, I agree. What did Eisner say when the park opened? It was, this is the Hollywood that was and will always, never yeah. was and will always be, or something yeah. like that. Something mm-hmm. to that effect. Like they, you saying it immersed you. It is the immersion factor mm-hmm. for sure. It's a suspension of disbelief. You jump in and you mm-hmm. believe the story into which you have walked, and the Citizens of Hollywood helped sell that. I mean, Betty Shambles rolling down the street yeah. in her vehicle and stopping to talk to you was magic. Yeah. And the fact that that has not been brought back is a crying shame.
Yeah. Same thing with, like, I have very vivid memories of being on Main Street and seeing the mayor walking around. Mm-hmm. We've come on, like, near or around Easter several times and having, like, the Citizens of Main Street and yes. they're, like, Easter best and the mayor's walking around. I miss stuff like that. I really do. So that would be my thing I bring back. Is
That's
that,
good.
Like, atmosphere entertainment.
I love that.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. That was a great question.
Hashtag.
And because you asked us a question, now we have to ask you a question. Our question for you is, what are your flower and garden must-dos? What are the things that you can't miss out on if and mm-hmm. when you go to Flower and Garden Festival?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to Flower and Garden Festival, let us know what sounded most appealing yeah. about the festival to you. Because, I mean, it's truly a beautiful festival.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
So we'd love to hear from you.
And if you go earlier in the festival, you're not sweltering.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is always the first time you go to Flower and Garden, though. It is going to be the first sunburn of the season. But it's not like 90% humidity yet. So, yes, on that.
So there's that.
And if everyone here wants to see what you're doing in your life, where can they find you?
Yeah, they can find me at hashtag at Denny_Sunderly, both on Instagram and on YouTube. And I'm in the middle of a Disney Cruise Line special series on my YouTube channel, and I'm having so much fun reliving our cruises that we just came back from. So what about you?
Those videos are so good.
Oh, bless them. You.
You can find me at Healthy Dose of Erica on literally all social media platforms if you want to hang out. That's YouTube, Instagram, everything. Healthy Dose of Erica. It's pretty chill over there. Right now, I'm just like vlogging my weeks of that. Like what my life looks like, even though it's boring sometimes.
No, it's good. Are you kidding?
But yeah, it's a fun time over there. I like it.
I loved the pink. The pink highlight.
Yeah.
I loved the video of you going and getting that done. It's just gorgeous. Yeah. And that was fun. I was like, oh, look at that.
I got really sad the first time I washed my hair because I looked down in the drain and you just see like pink coming out. I'm like, no, stay.
It needs to be permanent. Can we make it permanent?
I want to, but then I get nervous that jobs are like, that's too crazy. So,
well,
but I'm thinking of like changing it with the season. So like this, the pink was really for like Valentine's Day in February, but I'm like, what if for like, I don't know, flower and garden season, I throw a little purple in there, a little like cute, like lilac or lavender color, very right? Cool. That'd be cute.
That would be.
Right. But so yeah, that's what happens over there. You watch me get my hair done.
There you go. It's good stuff.
It's fun. It's fun. But thank you so much for tuning in today. We love talking about Epcot. We love talking about Epcot festivals. And we are so excited for Flower and Garden mm-hmm. Festival. Even while we were at Festival of the Arts, we were like, wow, this place is about to look so different in a couple of weeks.
It's coming.
It's coming. We are so excited. Mm-hmm. But we want to remind you, with whatever is going on in life, whether it's good, it's bad, it's messy, or just seems a little murky, we want you to remember that magic matters.